This call is being recorded.
And energetically connect the two by sending energy from your high heart center to your sixth chakra, the middle of the forehead, the third eye, and back down again to the high heart center, and around and around and around until you formed a vortex of energy. And feel yourself, your conscious knowing self, as a point of consciousness falling into that vortex of energy. And your exit point is right there in the middle of your forehead, looking out through your forehead now, looking out through the third eye. That third eye being a doorway or a window out into the astral realm. And let yourself move through that doorway, through that third eye, and find yourself standing, floating, next to your physical body, and seeing yourself sitting there, laying there. But it's only a facsimile of yourself. It's the body, it's the vehicle, the vessel that you are using at this time. Is it real? Yes, it's real. But it's not as real as your conscious knowing self is. So as that conscious knowing self, be in your astral body now, whatever that might be like. Idealize your astral body. Make it you. Make it whatever you want it to be. Make it an exact duplicate of yourself if you like, or whatever your ideal of yourself would be, whatever that might be, younger, older, perfect body, whatever it is for you. And let yourself now, as that idealized astral self, begin to rise up. Rise up from wherever you find yourself, in the room, outside, wherever you are, and rise up into the sky, up through the clouds. Feel the clouds moving past you as you move past them, through the clouds. Feel the sunlight above the clouds. And move. Continue to rise until you've risen past the Earth's atmosphere. And now you can turn around and look back down at the Earth and see your body way down there. And those that have difficulty with visualization, just simply think it. And see now, Within each of you, that flame that flickers. You can look all around the planet now and see each and every one of you, all that are on this call. See each and every one of you, that flicker, that flame that is flickering within you, some burning brighter than others. But notice now, not only those of you, but all around the planet, all those flickers of light, for all of the light working community throughout the planet, and the millions and millions and millions. And see all, just look down and see all the points of light that are happening as you look down, and you see the way we see now from the ships, from our vantage point. You see light everywhere becoming stronger and stronger. And even those with just a small flicker of light, it is still there. It is still glowing within. Some you can barely see any kind of light, for it has become quite dimmed within them. But it is still there. Even the darkest of ones have still that one little flicker that could ignite if they allowed it to. But alas, they likely will not. But they all have that opportunity. But as you look down and you see these flickers of light everywhere growing stronger and stronger, now see it as you would look at the future. You have control over time here, for there is no time outside of the physical third dimensional illusion. So fast forward it now, if you will, and see all those flickers of light that were just small embers. See them glowing brighter and brighter now, all across the planet. Lights coming on everywhere, in all areas of the planet. And all of those lights growing and expanding and connecting with the Christ consciousness grid that surrounds the planet and is also coming online everywhere. And together with these flickers of light connecting to this consciousness grid, creating a higher vibrational frequency across the planet, all in unison with the waves of energy that have been coming into the planet as well. So see all this happening in the now moment. Waves of energy coming from the great central source of the universe. Flickers of light everywhere in all beings across the planet, growing stronger and stronger, and connecting to that Christ consciousness grid and the crystalline structures all across the planet as well, coming online, connecting with this Christ consciousness grid. You can even see the electrical connection between them as they become a part of the Christ consciousness grid as well. And from that, the vibration, the Christ vibration, expanding and growing, and also the violet flame. Not forget the violet flame that has been reintroduced to mankind, to humanity. And the violet flame growing and expanding until it has expanded all around the planet. So now as you are looking down at the planet, from your point of view, you see the violet flame that is now engulfing the planet Earth, Gaia herself, and the Christ consciousness grid, that golden grid connecting within that violet flame all around the planet. All areas of the planet connected by this grid. Which continues to increase the vibration here on the planet as well. So what you are looking at is not the past, and it's not even the future. It is the now moment. As you are looking at this now and creating this now in your mind, you are creating the now moment. And from this now, see how man's consciousness also increases from the higher vibration. Man's consciousness everywhere, and coming together as one unified force of love, of light, bringing all together into the oneness, where all are realizing now that they are part of the one. And as a result of this, man and woman, brother and sister, coming together, feeling the connectedness of each and every one, being drawn together as one light. And the illusion of separation is gone, for there is no more separation. There is only the togetherness, the oneness, the divine unity that brings us all together. No more fear. No more anger or hate. All replaced by love and all of the unity within that love. Imagine now a world, your world, within this unity of love, within this light, within this togetherness and oneness. And all that was the darkness is now gone. All illuminated by the light. And all the furthest reaches in the planet, where dark spaces held sway, now there is yet only light. See that in the now moment. Imagine the world and what it would be like, what it will be like. And in this now moment, what it is like. Feel it. Feel that oneness. Feel your connectedness to your brother and sisters. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back in your astral form, back to your physical body. And let yourself come back into your physical form. Retake that vessel that you're using for this lifetime. But bring that sense of oneness, togetherness, and peacefulness and calmness you may have felt. Maybe even a blissful feeling. Bring that back in with you. And let it carry you now throughout the day and the days to come after and the days after that. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am your Saint Germain. And And I am here in this time, in this now moment, to continue to assist you in understanding all that is occurring in your in the seeming illusion that is being shown to you. And it is an illusion. It is a play that is being enacted in front of you, as if you were watching a movie and the actors within that movie are playing their parts. Those actors being those ones of what you call the deep state or the cabal. All are playing their parts now as they know to play them. And that's all they know. And they continue to do what they know, what they believe will continue to hold control, to keep them in control, to keep them in power. But all of you that have awakened, look at this as it is just but a show, a movie that is playing out in front of you. And you know, as you watch movies and you look ahead within those movies and figure out what the writer was trying to say, and you know it ahead of time, it is the same here. You know how this is going to end. Just as in most movies end with the hero winning in the end, so too, in this movie that you are watching, the hero or heroes, the light, wins. There is no other way it can turn out. But even through those movies, various things happen during those movies, where it doesn't always seem to look like it is going to turn out the way you want. Have a good ending, you might say. But yet, in this movie, as you are watching it, knowing that it is going to turn out, even though there are those happenings within that are taking it in different directions, seemingly taking it in different directions, just as what is happening in your world right now, in the illusionary world, where it looks like those that are in power, but they are not. For they literally have no power over you except the power that you give them.